Good evening, and welcome to Quick News Briefing. I'm Arjiv, and joining me today is our expert reporter, Arohi, to bring you the top stories from around the globe. On this day in history, back in 1899, Guglielmo Marconi sent the first international wireless message across the English Channel, a significant step in global communication that paved the way for so much of our interconnected world. Today, we're covering crucial news from NPR topics, the New York Times, U.S. top news and analysis, and several other leading sources. Let's dive right in.
Thanks, Arjiv. We have a packed briefing today, starting with a significant development in military technology and global affairs.
Absolutely. Kicking things off, a fascinating report on how artificial intelligence is reshaping warfare, particularly concerning current events.
That's right. Bloomberg journalist Katrina Manson's new book, Project Maven, reveals the Pentagon's secretive campaign to build America's AI warfare capabilities. It highlights the role of an obsessive Marine colonel in driving this initiative, detailing how what's being called America's first AI-fueled war is now unfolding in Iran. This push for autonomous military technology is clearly gaining momentum.
And speaking of military AI, there's news of a major funding round for a prominent player in the field.
Indeed. Shield AI, a startup focused on developing autonomous military drones, has successfully raised an impressive $2 billion. The company also announced plans to acquire a maker of simulation software, underscoring the soaring interest in next-generation defense capabilities and the integration of AI.
That's a huge investment. However, not all AI companies are finding an easy path with the Pentagon, are they?
That's true. In a notable development, a judge has temporarily stayed the Pentagon's decision to label the artificial intelligence company Anthropic as a supply chain risk. This ruling marks an early victory for Anthropic in what's shaping up to be a rancorous legal dispute with the Department of Defense.
These stories certainly highlight the complex and rapidly evolving landscape of AI in defense. And this brings us closer to the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. What's the latest from the region itself?
Moving closer to the heart of the conflict, a report from the Strait of Hormuz details an Omani exclave, historically defined by its rugged isolation. This region now finds itself grappling with the immediate proximity of the war, given its critical location on one of the world's most important trade routes, emphasizing the broader geopolitical implications.
The ripple effects of this conflict are truly global, aren't they? Let's turn our attention to the economic impact. The OECD has released an interim economic outlook with some concerning predictions.
They certainly have. The OECD predicts that the United Kingdom is particularly vulnerable to the Iran war's economic fallout, expecting it to be worse hit than its developed market counterparts. This highlights the uneven distribution of economic pain stemming from the conflict.
With soaring energy prices being a major factor, how is China, a significant global player, bracing for these impacts?
China's industrial profits saw a significant 15% surge to start the year, which is positive. However, the outlook is now threatened by the oil price shock. Interestingly, due to its massive oil reserves and strong investments in alternative energy sources, China is expected to be less impacted by soaring energy prices compared to most other countries.
And what about developing economies, particularly in Africa and Asia? How are they coping with these disruptions?
The disruption in oil supplies has caused severe shortages and significant concern across several African countries. Reports indicate that some nations are already resorting to rationing power and even diluting petrol to cope with the economic pressures of the war.
That sounds dire. And on the other side of Asia, in the Philippines, are we seeing similar challenges?
Absolutely. BBC News Asia business correspondent Saranajan Attiwari reported directly from Manila, highlighting the fuel chaos gripping the country. There have been numerous accounts of people taking to the streets to protest the skyrocketing fuel prices and shortages caused by the war's impact on global oil markets.
Clearly, the economic repercussions are widespread and immediate. Given these global headwinds, how are markets responding today?
On the global markets front, both the Sensex and Nifty opened in the red. Negative global cues, largely driven by the ongoing geopolitical tensions and their economic impacts, are pushing markets lower across the board.
Shifting our focus to domestic policy in the United States, we're seeing some interesting moves from the current administration. What's the latest on ICE deployment at airports?
President Trump has deployed ICE agents to the nation's airports. The stated purpose is to help reduce long wait times for travelers. Details have been released outlining what these agents are authorized to do, focusing on improving efficiency and security at these busy hubs.
And on the economic front, there's been some discussion about the national mood despite the country's wealth.
Yes, a recent opinion piece delves into why America can feel so miserable despite its significant wealth. It attributes this sentiment to what it calls the just resentments of a shrinking middle class, suggesting that economic anxiety is widespread even amidst national prosperity.
Meanwhile, a major tech giant is expanding its commitment to American manufacturing.
Apple is significantly expanding its American manufacturing program. They're adding four new partners: Bosch, Cirrus Logic, TDK, and Qnity Electronics. This move comes with a substantial commitment of an additional $400 million through 2030, reinforcing their domestic production efforts.
And finally, in health policy, it seems Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s vaccine agenda is facing significant challenges.
That's correct. His well-documented vaccine skepticism is posing considerable challenges for the Trump administration. Several top health jobs remain unfilled, and a court has actively blocked his proposed changes to the national vaccine schedule, diminishing his clout within the health sector.
Now, let's circle back to AI, but in a broader context. We've heard about military applications and investments, but what about its impact on the internet as a whole?
A recent report from Human Security titled, "The State of AI Traffic," indicates a monumental shift. It found that bots have officially eclipsed human users on the internet, with automated traffic growing 8 times faster than human activity. This signifies a profound change in how we perceive and interact with the digital landscape.
That's a staggering statistic. And speaking of AI infrastructure, Meta is making a huge play in West Texas, aren't they?
Absolutely. Meta is dramatically increasing its investment in a data center located in El Paso, Texas, from an initial $1.5 billion to a staggering $10 billion. This massive boost underscores the company's aggressive strategy to ramp up its AI infrastructure and processing capabilities.
Arohi, that's a comprehensive rundown of today's most pressing news. Thank you for those insightful summaries.
My pleasure, Arjiv.
Before we sign off, here's a fun fact about technology and language. Did you know the term robot was actually coined in a 1920 Czech play, R.U.R. Rossum's Universal Robots, long before any physical robots were actually built? It's fascinating how our imagination often precedes our innovation. That's all the time we have for today's quick news briefing. Thank you for joining us. I'm Arjiv, and we look forward to bringing you more essential updates next time. Have a great evening.